So you're going to want to understand what your calorie deficit is. So making sure you're in a consistent energy or calorie deficit. And that's going to be like, you can use our calorie calculator on our website. There's a small quiz you can take and you'll get your unique numbers. It'll also give you a protein goal as well, which is really important to make sure that, again, you're maximizing fat loss, not just weight loss when you're losing weight.
Can you explain that a bit more? Why is the protein important for that?
Protein is important. One, protein is really satiating, so it actually makes it easier to be in a calorie deficit. But also, if you are lifting weights or training on a regular basis, it helps your muscles recover from the exercise that you're doing on a consistent basis.
But even if you're not, so the way your body works with protein is you need protein to build all of your cells. And like, this is something most women know. You lose skin cells every day, right? You lose hair every day.
Yeah.
You have to build that back from somewhere, and you need what's called amino acids, which are like the building blocks of protein to do that. If you're not eating enough protein, your body will just basically cannibalize the protein you've already got in your body to go and build the thing that it needs to build today.
Yeah.
So you are going to build new hair, new skin, probably less so if you're not eating enough protein, but you're going to have to build some stuff, and your muscle will suffer because that is stuff that you can live without. You can't live without your liver. You can't live without your heart. So your body's going to repair those cells and cannibalize your muscles.
Yeah.
So if you are not getting enough protein in your diet, you are going to be sabotaging your muscle.
It's like the best pitch for having more protein than I've heard in a while. but no, I had one of my clients, Sarah, you know, a long time ago, and she'd gone into a vegan diet for the past sort of like 18 months. And, you know, one of the things I was seeing, she was getting like 25 grams of protein a day. And, you know, through changing our diet around a little bit and using a few supplements, you know, we got a protein up to around 100, 105 grams a day. And within about 3 months, she was like, this is the thickest my nails and hair have ever been in my whole life. And I was like, yeah, you're not getting enough protein. And, you know, that's again, just these are just things that we always have to be mindful of. So, yeah, when it comes to losing, maximizing fat, we want to get our calorie deficit, get our calories, have our protein goal in place. Second after that is you're going to want to make sure that you're lifting weights, you know, consistently, 2 times a week at a minimum, doing full body. And that's what I would recommend. If you can only do twice, you'd want to do full body. If you do 3 times, you can start to split up, maybe do different training parts, upper, lower, upper body, lower body, full body. Or you could just do 3 full body sessions.
I think that's important for beginners that we explain that there isn't really like a right way or a wrong way when it comes to that.
Yeah.
If you're doing 3 a week.
All I would say is that like some people will go, oh, well, you know, do push, pull legs, which is all your pushing movements, all your pulling movements and all your leg movements. And you can do that if you're doing, you know, if you're consistently doing them once a week on the same days, you'll just typically see more progress if you were to increase the frequency and just change them into full body workouts. And then sometimes, let's say you do a pushing workout on a Monday, but then next week you don't do that workout till like Wednesday next week. It's like 9 days in between. You'll find you'll get more sore. You'll get more delayed onset muscle soreness. You won't recover as well from the workout. You won't progress as fast. So actually just doing maybe fewer exercises, but on a more consistent, frequent basis, you'll see further progress. You'll build more muscle. You'll build more strength.
Because I do hear from clients and, you know, just people that follow us very often that they're doing like an upper body, a lower body and a core.
Right.
And that means you're only working, let's say your legs, you're only working your legs once a week.
If you've done legs on Monday and then legs on Wednesday next week because you had a busy schedule at the start of the week, it's 9 days.
Yeah. And I think sometimes there's this perception of like, oh, well, I'll be able to like really smash lower.
Yeah.
And if I did my workout on Monday and Wednesday, then I couldn't really do legs again on Wednesday because I'd smash them on Monday. That's where like adjusting your expectation of what you should feel like after a workout is really important because you're there to train your muscles, not destroy your muscles. Yeah. And I think there's so much we could talk about in terms of how to build a very comprehensive but balanced workout regime. But if you can do 3 workouts a week that are spread, like they're not back-to-back days, I would say full body for most beginners is the best way.
Full body for beginners is the best. Even beginners, intermediates, you will see the most progress. When I first started training, I didn't know any better at the point. I got a program, a full body training program. It was like basically 20 minutes on the treadmill, like running. And then it was like basically 2 exercises for each body part. And that was it. And I'd done that for a year and I made insane progress. I think I put on like 35 pounds of muscle doing full body workouts 5 days a week. So it's... And you full body work, like your body and your musculoskeleton is amazing. It will adapt. You know, anyone who says you're overtraining after doing that, it's just not the case. And everyone's always looking for the most optimal way of doing things. But most of the time, like, you're comparing yourself to like a bodybuilder or like a fitness influencer who just lives in the gym and gets 9 hours sleep and lives the most, you know, like non-realistic life known to man for most people. So I think it's just like, yeah, full body workouts are a great place to start. And then you could progress into maybe doing more body parts as you get more intermediate advanced. But yeah, know your calories, know your protein, do full body resistance training. And then the biggest one after this, we always talk about it, we've done a full podcast on it, is sleep. If you wanted to look at the way that you would lose as much muscle as you possibly could, you would go into a massive calorie deficit, you would not eat protein, you would not do resistance training, and you would get poor sleep, and you will lose a shitload of muscle. There's plenty of studies out there that show that even when you're in a calorie deficit and losing weight, if you start getting like sub 6, sub 5 hours sleep, your body starts losing more muscle. Even if you're doing resistance training and eating enough protein, like, you start losing more muscle from the lack of sleep that you're getting, because your body can just not recover from the training that you're doing on a regular basis. So they're the three biggest places that I would start.